Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia has passed what the mayor calls a sad milestone. The city now has more than 5,000 COVID-19 cases and 104 deaths. But as KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, health officials continue to see hopeful signs.
The increase in the number of cases in Philadelphia was nearly 500 again, but Health Commissioner Tom Farley says since that size increase has been holding steady for several days, it could be a sign that the city is close to turning a corner.
I'm looking at now, what's our trend? It's been rising quite quickly, but in the last few days, it has been rising much more slowly. I can't guarantee that will continue, but if it does, that would be a good sign.
Dr. Farley says the best way to keep the numbers down is to continue to stay home.
Demographics on fatalities show the virus may be more deadly for African Americans. City officials say they are increasing their efforts in communities of color. Pennsylvania schools will remain shuttered for the rest of the academic year because of the coronavirus pandemic under a new state order. Philadelphia School Superintendent William Heights says the decision provides some certainty for students and teachers, but doesn't affect the district's plan for online learning.
That doesn't change what we intend to do with respect to a remote learning. It does answer a question of whether or not we will be returning to a school building.
Heights says the district has been distributing Chromebooks for education outside of classrooms. He says online enrichment starts April 20th with classes that count toward final grades beginning on May 4th. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has signed an executive order granting grace periods for insurance bills that come due during the pandemic. That's as the number of coronavirus cases in the Garden State passes the 50,000 mark. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
Governor Phil Murphy notes that social distancing seems to be working in controlling virus spread. That said, religious gatherings this weekend really need to be kept low.
There have been online seders, and many churches will be offering online Easter services. These are critical means for us to come together, even though, ironically, we have to stay apart.
The governor's also ordering extended grace periods for people to make insurance premium payments, ranging from 60 to 90 days.
Burlington County Democrat Andy Kim is calling on FEMA to open a testing site in South Jersey. He noted how the number of cases in his district has grown exponentially over the last 14 days.
Due to the limits of testing capabilities, we're left to wonder, is this just the tip of the iceberg? Is there something more that we should expect? And what will the next 14 days bring? We need to get ahead of this now.
Meantime, the community-based testing site at Temple University's Ambler campus in Montgomery County is now closed, but health officials say federal funding for a new site will continue through May 30th.
We will relocate this drive-through site to the campus of the Montgomery County Community College in Whitpain Township.
Commissioner Chair Dr. Val Arkush says the goal is to have the new testing site up and running by next Wednesday. SEPTA's lifeline service schedule is now in effect. City Council member Cindy Bass has been talking to SEPTA officials. She says the transit agency is focusing on essential travel while urging most people to stay home.
If they're just going to visit a friend, to hang out with some friends, that is absolutely unacceptable.
SEPTA says the station's still open and the lines and routes still running give riders access to essential places like hospitals or grocery stores. Social distancing is taking a heavy toll on artists who depend on crowds and personal contact to make a living. But a new $3.5 million grant from the William Penn Foundation and numerous other organizations is aimed at softening the blow for Philadelphia's art community.
It's going to provide fast mini grants to artists to help them get through this very difficult time. It's going to provide fast grants to small arts organizations and then grants to mid-sized organizations.
Maud Lyon is with the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance. He says they also want to make sure cornerstones of the art community, like theaters and museums, are able to weather the storm. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.